Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:15 on a Thursday. That means we chat with Fox Sports Radio's Ben Maller. You can, of course, hear him overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, there's a lot of sports going on right now in the world, Ben. Everything is taking place. We got basketball, we got hockey, we got football, we got, you know, baseball. Everything is going on right now. Is it sensory overload for you?
Yeah, listen, guys, it's good to be on with you. It feels normal. You know, it's been great. You know, I'm working the overnight shift, and I get up and I'm used to, like, daytime baseball, you know, this time of the year, but I got daytime NBA games to check out. So hockey, it's been great. We went from 0 to 100 miles an hour pretty quick. We got, you know, as you said, football's around the corner, golf this weekend. So it's been great, but it's like, I can't watch everything. That's the only problem. Like, I only watch a couple games, but I've been picking and choosing my spots, but it's nice to have options, because we had no options, any of us, for 4 months.
Well, it is kind of strange because now, you have six games a day from the baseball or basketball and hockey, and then a full slate of baseball. There's almost, we shouldn't complain. I know. It's almost too much.
No, I'm not complaining. Give me more. Play more. Put more teams out there, Josh. I can't watch them all, of course, but it's nice to, like, to plan your day. You know, obviously we have an advantage because it's our job, so we kind of have to pick and choose, but it's been neat. You know, I usually watch one NBA game during the afternoon and then maybe one at night, but I'll flip with a couple of baseball games. So I've had a good time kind of observing multiple baseball teams here early in the season, because it's only 60 games. So, in the olden days, we could say, you don't have to watch baseball in April or May because it doesn't matter. Now it matters, which makes it more exciting.
Well, you mentioned the olden days, and one of the things that I think could be potentially the olden days in Major League Baseball are nine-inning games. These seven-inning doubleheaders have been spectacular. I watched the Yankees and Phillies yesterday, both ends of that doubleheader, and seeing the games end in the seventh inning, it puts a lot more pressure on you to score early. The games obviously move a lot quicker. Do you think that's something that maybe we could see in the future of making all baseball games seven innings going forward?
You know, I don't think that one's going to stick. And it feels like a high school thing to me, or like a traveling thing. You know, it's like, it doesn't seem authentic to me watching a seven-inning game. The reason I don't believe it's going to last is because I was told that the regional sports networks, by losing the advertising blocks in the eighth and ninth inning, in some cases, like a Yankee game, you're talking about $800,000 of money that's being left on the table, and you're not going to leave that money on the table. I mean, as attractive as you might think a seven-inning game is, if you're running the regional network for the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Dodgers or even the Royals, you're going to want that money. So it becomes problematic. But for this year, obviously it's going to go on, but I would be surprised if that one sticks. But I think the runner on second thing is here to stay. I don't think that's going away. The designated hitter in the National League, I think that's here forever. Those two things are not going anywhere.
Who knew pitching changes late in games were so lucrative?
I know, right? You know, and I always thought the argument was the later it gets, Josh, there's less people watching, right? Because people have jobs, they have to get up and listen to you guys going to work in the morning, so they can't stay up late. But apparently it doesn't matter whether people are watching or not, because they make their money on the advertising. So who knew? I had no idea.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you know, with all the sports going on, you still have now the dumb athletes still talking, and that's Derek Carr out in Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Oakland, wherever he is located these days, complaining that basically he's the Rodney Dangerfield of the NFL, that he gets no respect. We kind of ripped him, obviously, yesterday because we're in Kansas City and we think he's a dope for saying those things. But does Derek Carr have a point? Is he disrespected? Is he better than most people perceive him to be?
No, not at all. I ripped him apart as well on my show. And you know, the thing about that, he was asked a rather benign question that was unrelated. Like he had that saved up. Like he had been stewing for months and reading all these negative stories about him. And he just was just waiting to explode. He wasn't even asked about that. And he went on this rant. But no, and Derek Carr is a Charlie checkdown guy, and you know, the numbers look better than they are. He completed 70% of his passes. The Raiders are averaged less than 20 points a game. That's the most important stat of a quarterback, is how many points you score. And he puts up a lot of hollow numbers. He's not disrespected. The Raiders don't even think he's that good. That's why they brought in Mariota to challenge him in training camp. And if Tom Brady had wanted to play in Northern California, he would have possibly or in Vegas, rather, he would have played. The Raiders kicked the tires on Brady. So that's also an option. And then Carr would have been released or he would have been traded.
Another quarterback is talking, not Lombardi, but Lombardi's. First off, what do you think of Ben's comments? And then also his ever-changing beard and physique that he's had this offseason.
Yeah, you know, listen, Josh, Roethlisberger, talking about multiples and all that, I would be shocked if he plays two more years. I feel like this is going to be the last year. Maybe he squeezes out an extra year, but he's been injured. His body type, big, burly quarterback, those guys don't usually last that long. So, yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh's a wild card team in the AFC because traditionally they've been pretty good. The last couple years, not quite, and so – yeah, if Roethlisberger's back in form, you'd say they have a chance to really, you know, mess things up for some teams in the AFC. But I would be very surprised based on what I've seen. But, you know, this is the time of year to talk trash, right? Everyone's going to win the Super Bowl. Everyone's great. No one sucks. Everything's wonderful. It's all sunshine, rainbows, lollipops, the whole thing.
Well, and then the other NFL news, not just training camp opening, I guess not NFL news, but the XFL. The Rock is part owner now of the XFL. He spent $15 million with his partners on the league. That's a hell of a lot less money than Patrick Mahomes even makes. Is this thing going to be viable? Are they going to do it the right way? Does having The Rock involved give this some credibility now?
Well, the way I look at it, $15 million does not seem like that much for an entire football league. I mean, geez. I feel like you and I, we could get some people together and we can maybe get, you know, knock on wood, get that kind of money. But no, I mean, listen, I'm pulling for the XFL. I like the idea of spring football. It was spotty the first year. The other thing about the XFL too is the fact, like, at some point to be viable, they have to make a deal with the NFL. And if they don't make a deal with the NFL, then it's not going to make it. And the good thing about The Rock, though, is as you guys know, I mean, he's such a big name that he can continue that relationship with Fox and ESPN, which is also crucial, right? Because ESPN was ready to bail out on the XFL. But since, you know, Rock's connected to Vince McMahon, I have a feeling Vince is still going to be working behind the scenes to help out because that was his baby and that whole thing. But I give it about a 25% chance. I think I'm being optimistic that it'll actually make it, because there's a passion for football. If they can somehow get the NFL to allocate a couple of players per team and have those logos on the helmet, then you got to think the XFL, that's the key for them to make it.
Yeah. The Rock could just make a really crappy movie and get his money back too.
No, I know. Well, he is. Isn't there there's a crappy movie he's already made. He's going to get $22 million for it. And it's not all his money either, right? It's all these other people. I read, did you guys see the story? This is amazing. He is in business with his ex-wife, and they have like a business partnership, and she's in on this. I mean, I feel like that's unprecedented. How many people get divorced and are still in a relationship with their ex in a multi-million dollar deal? That's pretty crazy.
Well, probably not many, Ben. I don't think many of us are divorcing our wives and have multi-million dollars lying around where we can go out there and invest it. So anyway, well, golf starts this weekend. Tiger makes a run for Jack. We're all going to be rooting for him to be playing on Sunday. And baseball has babysitters now, so there's a whole heck of a lot of sports to come over the next couple of days here in the United States. The bubbles are working. It's been exciting, my man. So enjoy the golf this weekend and enjoy seeing if baseball players can stay in their rooms.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And the snitch line in the NFL. Don't forget that. They have now.
They got the snitch line in the NFL. Thanks so much, Ben.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio. You can, of course, hear him overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio. Joins us each and every Thursday at 7:15. At least the Rook was good. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.